receivers of Dick Smith says the retailer's stores will stay open as new buyers are sought. The electronics chain has gone into voluntary administration because it wasn't able to get more bank loans to buy new stock after poor sales. Receiver Ferrier Hodgson says the company ran out of cash recently. It says the New Zealand business is profitable and is expected to attract potential buyers. The Chinese markets regulator is looking at new rules to restrict the sale of shares by big investors after yesterday's 7% fall on the Shanghai Composite Index. The China Securities Regulatory Commission says the consequent suspension of trade helped calm markets. Chinese markets fell because of weak Chinese manufacturing figures and worries about the end of a limit on share sales by major investors. The Shanghai Composite opened down 3% today but recovered ground in a volatile trading session. And the concerns about China's economy hit the Australian share market and major commodities. The All Ordinaries Index lost 1.6% after a late sell-off. Miners, energy and financial stocks led the falls on the ASX 200. Big miners and big banks took a hit. JB Hi-Fi jumped more than 2% after Dick Smith's troubles. Goldmine and Newcrest Mining rose on higher gold prices. And oil and gas explorer AWE jumped after it approved a new gas field. To commodities, Tapas crude oil dropped below $40 a barrel. Spot gold rose as investors look for a safe haven. And the Australian dollar increased to around 72 US cents after an overnight sell-off.